All right, boys and girls, here we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome. It's Tuesday, November 5th. How you doing? It's Dave. It's your radio highlight reel. We started out by talking about some positive betting news for once. It's about time. A betting trifecta. I'm going to replicate this, what this guy did with my weekend picks, only on a minute scale comparatively. Robert Plant is sick of climbing the stairway to heaven. A black cat jinxed the Giants last night. I brought some perspective to John and Steve's fantasies. We had another winner with classic rock concentration, but I can't play that for you here. You gotta listen live every day, 7:30, for a chance at a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. We had the master of swamp rock on the show today, and we didn't drain the swamp. Who would want to when it's John Fogerty on the phone? And sex on a golf course was a big topic of conversation. Here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of, because we were talking about the Giants game last night in the studio, and we have audio from that you need to hear. But betting boy, I got something for you.
What you got?
All right. There's this guy in Jersey. To start the day, he laid down $410,000.
Who are these people?
Man? I know. On the Steelers, right, who were plus one over the Colts.
Okay.
Right, and thanks to, Brissett? Is that the way his name is?
Brissett.
Brisket. Thanks to Jacoby Brisket. Pittsburgh covered. The guy won $360,000.
Good for him. Wow.
Then he took some of that money and put another bet down for $495,000.
You don't do that.
For the Chargers plus four over Green Bay.
I won.
That win got him $810,000.
Okay, wow, let it ride.
Maybe you do do that. Right. Now cut it off.
Now, finally, the guy takes some more money, puts $400,000 down on the Ravens plus three against the Bills.
Get out of here.
Wow. And he gets a blowout. Well, basically for his day, $1,210,000.
Wow.
And that don't suck.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
I mentioned, was it yesterday or Friday, about seeing that picture of Robert Plant come up on Ultimate Classic Rock?
Hey, I know what you're talking about.
And it's scary.
Boo.
It's absolutely scary. I wanted to go out as Robert Plant for Halloween. That's how scary it was.
Just draw lines in your face.
A lot of lines on your face. Right? He looks. I've seen old wallets and catcher's mitts that look better than his face does.
You know what he looks like?
Yeah.
He looks like the real form of that photo app that we used on you and Bill.
Oh my God. He does.
So craggy.
He does, right? Well, it's time to come to terms with the fact that Robert Plant is could be too old to rock and roll. In a recent interview, he admitted that he cannot relate to Stairway to Heaven anymore.
Wow, really?
He says, for the record, he considers it a good song with very, very good musical construction. It's his lyrics that turn him off.
Wow.
He says, lyrically, I can't relate to it at all because, well, it was so long ago, I would have no intention to ever write anything along those abstract lines ever again. Hmm. I look at it, I tip my hat to it, I think there are parts that are incredible, especially Jimmy's work, but basically, I don't need it anymore. Well, Robert, we do.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
So, last night, the Giants were playing the Cowboys, and things were going really well for the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, they were having a...
Dominating.
And then, out of the clear blue, a black cat walks out on the field, right? And the next thing you know, everything is falling apart. So the Giants had an interception, a fumble. There was only 20 seconds left on the game, had another fumble, and the Cowboys just came back and slaughtered them.
Yeah, it totally flipped.
Right. But Kevin Harlan.
Oh, I love Kevin.
We are huge Kevin Harlan fans on
the
side.
Kevin Harlan was doing the play-by-play.
Okay.
Of the cat.
Yes.
All right. Here he goes.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25 to the 24-yard line. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. they've stopped play, and the players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. Now he's at the five. He's walking to the three. State troopers come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again, and it runs up the tunnel.
Kevin is so good. He's so descriptive when he does a game.
As a treasure.
When stuff like that happens that's outside of the actual action
right.
on the field.
Didn't he do a play-by-play on a streaker or something once?
He did a streaker years ago in the Rams 49ers game, and it was so good. He's talking about how the guy's taking his shirt off. Here he goes. He's drunk on the field. It was so good.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
You may or may not know this, but Old Man Down the Road was the subject of a Creedence Clearwater Revival lawsuit. The label for Creedence actually accused John Fogerty of plagiarizing himself. They said he sounds too much like John Fogerty. Well, Fogerty won that case, but that in itself is a very long story. What's less known is that the song grew out of, I'm talking about Old Man Down the Road, the song grew out of a less-known song called Somewhere Down the Road, and, well, here's John explaining what happens.
Hidden in the lyrics of that first go-around, there was this old man. I met this old man, and he had a suitcase covered with rattlesnake hide. Well, pretty quickly I realized that Somewhere Down the Road is kind of lame and kind of vague, but that the character with the suitcase cover with rattlesnake hide was a pretty good image. You could see that pretty well. So I rewrote the song and eventually settled on The Old Man Down the Road.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
His Dark Materials?
Yes.
Is that the new HBO show?
Yeah.
Now, that is... I remember going to see The Golden Compass when that came out as a movie, and they were supposed to do a follow-up to it, and it never happened.
Right.
This Catholic religious group was coming down on them, trying to get the film banned, and it was like, I'm sorry, it's the 2000s already. We don't ban movies anymore, right? But the problem that the church had with it was they felt it was training children to be atheists.
I read the whole series. I've seen The Golden Compass. There's a reason they didn't make a second one because it wasn't any good.
No, it wasn't any good.
And this, I watched the first episode of the series yesterday, and it looks awesome.
And it's a three book series, and they're going to take it through all three books.
I'm assuming so.
Because it's episodic.
Yeah,
right.
I'm assuming so.
So this is the fantasy, the new fantasy Game of Thrones.
The new fantasy epic, and it was pretty awesome yesterday.
Well, it was written in response to the Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis.
Really?
He wanted to basically do an atheist's response to C.S. Lewis's religious fantasy.
All right, that's what this is. Mm. I didn't see religion in either of them, to tell you the truth.
I'm with you. I didn't.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Maybe
Aslan, the lion?
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
you didn't see any parallels there?
No, getting crucified? No.
Coming back? Saving them?
I don't getting crucified.
You know what? Hit Narnia again.
Right. Nah,
walk in the wardrobe.
Go get me your desk Bible,
I just look at it as fantasy movie, and that's it. All right, you know, not looking for any theme there. Oh, look, he died. Oh, look, he came back to life. Wow. It's fantasy.
When Jesus flipped the tables in the church, he also walked out of the closet to get into that church. Right. And there's the religious ties to the Chronicles of Narnia and the Bible. Am I right, Dave?
Right.
Say wardrobe. Yeah, walking wardrobe. Out of the closet changes everything.
Brings something completely different to the table.
Stick with the wardrobe.
He was woke back then, guys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He's got a brand new CD coming called 50 Year Trip Live at Red Rocks, and it is from the one, the only, John Fogerty, and we've got him on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing?
Just fine. Thank you.
I was listening to the album this morning. I'm curious, is your son playing on this?
Yeah, Shane is all over that thing. He's a regular part of my band, so it's a lot of fun.
I immediately went to Keep on Chuglin, which I actually have some questions for, but it starts off with this great guitar solo. Is that him?
The thing at the beginning there, I think, is me.
Sorry for getting it wrong. I just didn't know who was playing, because obviously I can find that out, because there's a concert film coming as well.
Yeah, and so when you're watching the film, it'll be obvious which is the young guy.
I do have another question about this, because I've always loved this song, but I'm not sure exactly what Chuglin is and if I'm doing it right. So in order to keep on Chuglin, what the hell is it?
Just keep having a good time.
Oh, okay.
Smile on your face and try to stay positive.
Well, then I've been doing it right. The film of this Red Rocks concert coming out on the 11th, which is Veterans Day, and you've got something going on with that. You want to explain to people what that is?
Certainly. There's a fella in Las Vegas named Arnold Stock, and he has a place called Veterans Village, which is his passion, is something I think he was inspired by his dad talking to him, you know, many years ago. And it's a place where you can go. Once you're accepted, you can stay there as long as you want. Part of this is he's figured out how to take these shipping containers, the kind that you see on those ocean-going vessels. Mm-hmm. And he can get those converted and turned into housing. And it's a beautiful thing. My wife and I, Julie, have joined in this. I was inspired really to join in this way when the Woodstock 50 concert this year fell through and the artists had been paid anyway. I felt, you know, a little funny about that. My generation is kind of not good getting paid for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. So
I decided this would be a way that I can contribute to my cause, a worthy cause, the veterans. And so that's what we're doing.
But let me just recap this. The concert didn't happen, but you people did get paid. You took your money and put it toward one of these containers. How many containers can you buy with the money you made?
Probably a few. And as time goes on, I'm sure there will be more of these ceremonies with my wife and I.
Well, you know, we have a veterans event that we do each and every year. Just a veterans radiothon for a local group called Veterans Multi-Service Center. And over the years, we've had all kinds of gifts come from rock stars. So not that we necessarily could use a container, but if you got a guitar lying around that you might want to sign that we could put up for auction, we'll gladly take it off your hands, John.
Well, there you go. That sounds like something I can certainly do.
Okay. So what else is going on in your life? How do you feel? How are things?
I feel great. I'll be playing in Las Vegas in November for a couple weeks.
I love the idea of these Vegas residencies. I wish they would do them in Atlantic City as well. It makes no sense that they don't. It's got to be great for musicians where you could have a day, you know, come down from your room, do your show. You don't have to get on a bus. You don't have to get on a plane. It must be wonderful.
Yeah, it's absolutely great because, you know, Vegas, it's first class for all the folks that go there. And staying in one place for a couple of weeks is really nice for me and my family. And, you know, the food's pretty good, and there's a lot of entertainment going on besides myself, so it's a fun place.
Where do you stand with new music? You got anything new coming down the pike?
Well, that's something that I'm always working on. I really can't give you a date or anything.
Uh-huh.
Heck, it took a while to get this thing done.
Well, John Fogerty's 50-year trip live at Red Rocks as a CD comes out November 11th, and then on Veterans Day, comes out as a CD on November 8th, and then on Veterans Day, November 11th, there's a nationwide screening of the 50-year trip live at Red Rocks as a concert film, and you'll be able to see it in our area. You'll be able to look it up through Phantom Events. All right, well, thank you so much, John. You have yourself a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks, fellas.
Bye now.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Let me ask you, is golf over for you two? Well, I know it's probably over for him, but not necessarily
for
you.
Oh, like playing ourselves?
Playing yourself.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I played three times this year.
All right. I've got a golf question for you.
Okay.
41% of pro golfers have done this, and it is it's golf-related in a small way, but it has nothing to do with playing the game.
Sex on the course. Really?
Really?
Yes. Sex on
wow.
the course.
Wow. Are you right. one of them, Steve? Well, jeez, no, you knew that right away.
No, no not you. No. Not, what about you?
Oh, God, no.
Lulu just built a new clubhouse. Hey, Kristen!
No. On the course. Not,
we're
not
gonna go,
in the
we're
clubhouse.
We're
going to
go visit the clubhouse.
Right. Okay. All right.
The fairway.
So you haven't had sex on the course?
No.
And you haven't had sex on the course?
Nope.
And I don't play golf, and I have had
wow.
sex on the course.
What the hell is going on here?
70s, what a time to be alive.
Well, her parents are home. They live next door to a golf course.
Yeah.
That green is nice and soft.
Oh, I bet.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.